if it doesn't.
It's great that you're gay and you're proud and you like to swing your wang around and all that jazz.
Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show, featuring Mel Gelbart.
You're sexy and tattooed and delicious.
And Larry Mead.
Hey guys, that's awesome. Awesome, guys. Let's go. Awesome. Let's go get some new sneakers.
Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch,
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Here's Nate.
It's true. It's all true. Every bit of it. If it wasn't, we couldn't say it on the internet.
That's right.
Ah, the first podcast after Easter. Welcome in to my friend Mel. How are you, Mel?
Good. Happy Passover.
Larry is not here. Larry is, he's posting pictures on Facebook of his very toned calves on a beach somewhere.
Mm.
So sitting in for Larry this week is our friend Nick Pettigrew. Thanks for sitting in, Nick.
Hey, glad to be here.
You're looking very svelte, Nick. Have you lost weight?
Thank you. People keep saying that. I just changed cardigans. I'm wearing a cardigan that is one size smaller. And, yeah, I mean, I've lost some weight, but I don't want to, yeah.
Because I wasn't looking at your cardigan. I was looking at your face.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I've lost so much. I've lost face fat.
You've lost face weight.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, part of that's complimentary, and another part of it, you know, because you know, you hear it sometimes, and you hear, oh, you've lost weight, and another part of your brain, because I've had that same conversation with people, the other part of your brain will hear, wow, you looked fat before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think Nick is a smart enough guy to know that he's a bigger guy. He's a hefty guy. So I'm not gonna lie to him and say you've always been a very svelte, skinny fellow.
Nick's smart enough to know how fat he is. Come on.
Yeah. No. I've seen mirrors. I know how I look.
I mean,
what's going on.
One thing that annoys me so much is when people lie. Like, if people say lies. Like, somebody once told me, like, you're super skinny. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm normal. I could lose 10 pounds, and then I'd be probably healthy. I am a few pounds overweight, and when you lie to me to my face, it pisses me off. Don't lie to me.
It's not a lie, though. It's like the Phantom Toll Booth, you know? Like, what's skinny to some people is fat to others.
True.
And big and small.
True, true.
Children's literature reference.
Yeah,
right.
Very good. That's why we have you here, because you're smart.
Smart.
All right, got some new stuff on the website this week. Finally got some pictures of us on there.
Ow.
So if you go to NateDarlingShow.com, you can go over on the right-hand side, and there's a link to a page called Pictures. And there's pictures of us doing the podcast. It's kind of cool. Not a lot of them, but just a few. We'll be adding more as we go along.
A little taste.
A little taste of what it's like to be in the living room studio.
Are they from when we did the podcast nude?
No, there's no nudity. Unfortunately, no nudity. We're going to save that for summer. We're going to save it up for summer. Maybe Larry will do a nude podcast while he's away.
That would be awesome. He could phone in and send us pictures, live action.
Oh, funny story. So over the weekend, we recorded a test podcast for the On Demand Super Show, which is coming. It's actually on the website if you want to check it out. But it's you know, in its early stages, so it was very much a test thing. And my buddy Hooter, who was doing the show remotely, we did it all. He signed in through a Google Plus Hangout. So, hey, award to me. I found a use for a Google Plus Hangout. And I see him sitting there, and I go, dude, are you shirtless? And he goes, yeah, I didn't know we'd be able to see each other. I go, he goes, do you want me to go put a shirt on? I go, yes, I very much would like for you to go put a shirt on. Because I don't want to stare, because it was just from the collar.
Man nipples?
Well, no. It was just collarbones up, so it was more suggestive than anything, but sometimes that's worse.
Then you think, oh my God, is he completely naked?
How far down does the nudity go?
Yeah.
Is really what the thought is. So that was the fun this weekend. Hey, and thanks to everyone who's been shopping Amazon through the link on NateDarlingShow.com. We really do appreciate it, and it's super easy. Just go to the website, NateDarlingShow.com, and click the little tab at the top that says Shop Amazon Through Us. It takes you right to Amazon. It doesn't cost you any more, and it helps out the show. So
I did it this weekend.
Thank you very much, Mel.
I bought soybean seeds.
Hey, now.
Yeah, I'm growing soybeans.
Okay.
Fresh edamame.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what's the end game there?
Because you steam them and then you eat them. And when you call them edamame, everybody thinks it's delicious. When we say it's soybeans,
fancy,
they go, what are you going to make, tofu?
Yeah.
No, we're going to make edamame, which is just a steamed soybean.
That doesn't sound any better to me.
They're delicious.
Okay. Excellent. So, Easter weekend. I'll start with Easter because mine was the most simplest. Other than recording the test podcast, I was sick all weekend. So,
aww.
A lot of A lot of coughing, a lot of sleeping, and a lot of medication.
Was there a lot of phlegm?
Not on the weekend per se. That didn't really start coming up until Monday. So that was the byproduct of yesterday. But I'm well on the mend and looking forward to vacation next week. So
yay. Yeah.
Nick, how was your Easter / Passover /
It was uneventful. I had ham with my family.
Mm.
That's the only thing I like about Easter is the fact that there will be ham. I like to think of it as hamster.
Nice.
And but other than that, just very boring. I moved into my apartment in Elk Grove with
Yay.
My fiance, and she's been hacking up so much stuff. Oh,
she's
God.
She's been sick.
Yeah, she sounds like a 60-year-old smoker. Like, aww. Just keeps you up at night. And but you know, she's getting better. I think she might. I don't know. She might die. I don't know. We'll see. We'll play it by ear.
Either way, you're going to pick up some earplugs on the way home.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Just to get through that. Mel, how was your Passover?
I didn't really do Passover this year because the people that I normally do Passover with are not all talking right now.
Oh, that's a Shonda.
So it was sad.
I don't know what that means.
I didn't get an invite because my friend that I would have gone with to her family, she's not talking to her family, so whatever. Mm-hmm. But I went bowling instead of going to a Seder on Friday.
Sure.
Yeah, and then on Sunday, Paul and I went to his sister's to do Easter, and they had a coloring contest, and they had an Easter egg hunt, and it was very fun.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
So the bowling instead of a Seder, that would be the Reformed Jew.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Just wanted to get that clear.
Exactly.
Nick, I know you watch wrestling occasionally. Did you happen to see any of WrestleMania?
I have not seen it, but I have read about it extensively, and I have seen the fallout on both Monday Night Raw and SmackDown.
Okay. I did get to see WrestleMania, and I have the best and worst, and I only have one of each for WrestleMania. The best of WrestleMania, I think, would have to be the Undertaker, Triple H, is that Hell in a Cell?
Yeah,
Battle
in a
Cage.
Cell, yeah.
Just lots of chair shots and sledgehammer things and blood. And
yeah, I've seen some clips online. It seemed really aggressive, and Shawn Michaels was really selling the emotion of the whole thing, the conflict that he had.
He was. He was actually a mediocre actor in terms of that.
Which makes him a great wrestling actor.
Exactly. And on the flip side of that, the worst of WrestleMania would be Maria Menounos attempting to sell the fact that she was in pain. You wouldn't think it would be that hard, would you, Mel?
No.
But it is. Maria Menounos makes it look hard.
Doesn't she have a broken foot? She should be in pain.
I thought she had broken ribs. Like
that too,
broken
yeah.
Ribs.
She just broke her foot.
Well, that's what they said before the match came up. Yeah. But she was trying to sell. It just looks so bad.
Labored, yeah.
Oh, it was just terrible. And I was like, really? Do we have to sit through Menounos?
That's like acting 101.
No,
Come on.
But the worst part for me with the whole Maria Menounos thing is that she pinned Beth Phoenix, who is the WWE Women's Champion,
mm-hmm.
and is a gigantic freak of nature woman. Like, she could beat the piss out of me, out of my dad, out of any member of the Pettigrew family. And the fact that tiny 102-pound Maria Menounos pinned her is just breaks my heart.
You know why I don't like her? I think she should have a D in her name. It annoys me.
You want her to be Maria Menounos?
Yeah, I really do.
She's Greek. She's not a Latin pop sensation.
I don't care. I want her to be Menudo.
Okay,
that's all.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
And I heard, speaking of, she makes me think of Dancing with the Stars, which makes me think of Melissa Gilbert, who I heard smashed her head and got a concussion or got hurt or something.
Oh, that, my God. Who's Melissa Gilbert?
She was on Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, my God. What's Little House on the Prairie?
I hate you so much.
I just let him roll with that.
I hate you so much.
That's awesome. You know, on the prairie, that sort of thing, you'd die. You'd die. Paul would just sit there with a candle and you'd die.
I would.
It's true.
We might go camping this summer. I'm kind of scared.
Well, that's the way it goes. So
I like Melissa Gilbert, by the way, because she has almost my same name.
That's yeah.
Right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So that's the WrestleMania's best and worst. How's that for getting through it pretty quickly for anybody?
Yeah, it's quick.
Who doesn't care about wrestling? Oh, I will go to not WrestleMania, but Brock Lesnar returned to the WWE.
Yeah, he did.
After a stint in
the UFC.
The UFC, where he was the UFC champion, which is real fighting. And I don't know if you got to see Raw last night.
Oh, I did.
there was a big, they had the big clash between he and John Cena, mm-hmm. and they do this fake thing where they can't keep away from each other, and then the locker rooms empty out, and every wrestler in the place is trying to hold the two of them apart from each other, but they can't, because they just are determined to tear each other apart, and John Cena ends up with a hugely bloody mouth, like graphically bloody mouth, and so that was the one thing that made it kind of weird, and at one point, because you could hear him talking in the ring, John Cena turns to one guy and goes, "How do I look?" Which was great.
That's the commitment to the sport. I mean, my favorite thing during that whole thing, there's one moment that you'll see Santino. John Cena's hat gets knocked off in the melee.
He picks up Santino, the hat.
Yeah, goes and picks up the hat. Like, that is the thing that he was concerned about in the whole thing.
That was the best. I did notice that, too. Yeah, there's this whole thing. There's guys flying around, and all of a sudden, John Cena's hat flies off, and I see somebody. I didn't see it was Santino, but I saw somebody carefully go in and scoop up the hat.
That's what I would do to be helpful.
That's really helpful.
Yeah.
But
I don't want to get hurt.
No. Well, if you didn't want to be hurt, you wouldn't be out there. There were no divas trying to hold them apart. But there was that, and the whole Funkasaurus thing, man.
Oh, my God, Brodus Clay. I love him so much.
It is so funny. They had this dude, Brodus Clay, who comes out with two backup dancers. And at WrestleMania, he came out with his dancers, and then he came out and did this bit because his song is Better Call Your Mama.
Yeah.
He goes, "Oh, I'm going to call my mama." And then, but she's playing bridge, so it was like Mama and the Bridge Club. It was like 1,000 Martin Lawrences came out and danced to the song. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
But that's what I love, is that it's so stupid that you can't help but smile about how ridiculous it is.
Well, it was the only thing more ridiculous was last night, there was this dude, I forget whether it was Dolph Ziggler or the other guy, who comes running up the ramp at Brodus Clay.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This is a 260 pound dude, buff dude, runs up the ramp and jumps at this guy. And this guy, Brodus Clay, puts his head down and headbutts him in the chest and knocks him down on the ramp.
That was Dolph Ziggler, who sells like nobody's business. He looks like every time he gets hit, he's been hit with a baseball bat. He's being murdered. Like, he goes flipping through the air.
He is the anti-Menounos.
Yeah.
He sells everything really well. All right, so now I'm really done talking wrestling. So if anybody who hates wrestling, we're moving on.
I just
from
feel
there.
So left out, but I'm fascinated.
It is something to behold. And speaking of things that a lot of people are going to be bored with, country music.
Hey!
I didn't think I'd be talking country music, but the country community was not amused by Ashton Kutcher's skit at the ACM Awards. I don't know why they invited him to the ACM Awards. My only guess is it's on CBS and he's on 2.5 Men, so anyway.
And I think having a smattering of celebrities will make other people maybe watch and become aware.
Yeah. It's the most relevant the Country Music Awards have been in a while.
Yeah.
So, anyway, he showed up there last Sunday night. He was ostensibly there just to hand out the Female Vocalist of the Year award. However, he managed to take everyone's mind off the nominees for a few minutes by showing up dressed in over-the-top cowboy gear and taking a stab at singing a George Strait song. All in good fun, right? Well, some country stars didn't like his little performance in a lighthearted manner. The artist to whom Kutcher presented the Female Vocalist Award, Miranda Lambert, tweeted on Monday, "Was Ashton Kutcher making fun of country, or is it just me?" Turns out it wasn't just her. Singer Justin Moore, who records for the same label as Taylor Swift, went so far as to call Kutcher a douche on his Twitter account and said, I quote, "I don't care for people making a mockery of the way country artists dress," he clarified. So,
Ashton, I guess if you're not country and you try to do country, it does appear a bit mawkish.
Oh, yeah. It really was. I mean, this is the guy who started Punk'd, for God's sake. He's not known for doing homage very well, but
at the same time, I mean, it's Ashton Kutcher. He's being funny. It's what he does.
Yeah, he was wearing an outfit that they wear, but because he's not one of them,
and his was a little bit
awkward,
goofy looking. It wasn't even a cool. I didn't think it was particularly cool.
Here's the thing. They wear some goofy shit by themselves.
Sure.
His outfit was not necessarily out of the norm, except for the fact that it was Ashton Kutcher wearing it.
Yeah, and the way he sort of comports himself lends it to be that way. And you got to know that that's your rep going in.
Yeah.
So, Ashton Kutcher not making fans with the country music.
So you guys, neither of you guys like country at all? Then
No, I was raised on country.
As was I. My dad loves old country music. His favorite artist is Loretta Lynn. Growing up, I had to watch Hee Haw every Saturday night because that, you know, I
we didn't have to. We wanted to. I liked Hee Haw. What?
So, yeah, well, I grew up in a time when there was one TV in the household and you watched what your parents wanted to watch a good portion of the time. Not all the time. I mean, my parents obviously let their kids watch stuff. But when you're a kid, you think if they want to watch one thing, it's the end of the world because it's terrible, like Hee Haw was. So, yeah, I grew up on country. There's some that's okay.
I got a deep appreciation when I was a police officer because that was pretty much everybody was country where I was living. So.
You mean everybody you arrested?
And all the police officers. I mean, it was all, everybody was from that area. So I, you know, and I've been to a lot. I saw Keith Urban. I don't know if he counts.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah.
And I've seen Lady Antebellum.
Sure.
Okay.
Who were awesome, by the way. And all I've seen George Strait and Toby Keith. Mm-hmm. So I like some country.
Toby Keith.
I've seen Garth Brooks. I've seen Brooks and Dunn. So I've
like Brooks and Dunn.
I've seen all the big Brooks that there are in country music. I've seen them all. No rivers, no streams, just Brooks for me. But yeah, there's some country music that's fine. Jason Aldean is somebody who's kind of a newer country artist that I've listened to and I actually enjoy. So there you go. Did you guys see the new NFL uniforms that came out?
The Panthers ones?
The Nike has the new contract for NFL uniforms, and they unveiled them last week sometime. The only one that's really changed appreciably is the Seattle Seahawks one. They added a lot of neon to it. And oddly enough, Mel, your Packers have declined the new uniforms completely.
Yeah.
Not just the new design, but the new material that doesn't soak up water, that stays lighter. The Green Bay Packers said, nay, we want our old stuff that's going to get soggy and weighed down because we want to be that way.
They're traditionalists.
That's what I was going to say. They fear change. They like to keep what they know. Mm-hmm. Stick with what you know. It seems to be working.
Yeah, keep the same championships. Don't win anything else.
No.
Well, I will give them...
Nick is going to really get punched today. Eventually, you're going to hear my mic swing out, and then you're going to hear a little oof, and then I'm going to come back here.
Mel diving across the table with Nick. But the one nice thing about the Packers doing that is it means everybody who bought like an authentic Packers jersey last year, even though it's made by a different manufacturer, is going to be exactly the same as the new Packers jersey. So they were looking out for the fans. Mm-hmm. But apparently, one of the coolest features on Nike's new NFL uniforms will be hidden during the games. The Carolina Panthers jerseys are going to have the words "Keep Pounding" stitched on the collars of their jerseys for the upcoming season. It's an inspirational nod to the team's late linebacker and assistant coach, Sam Mills, who was a star during the first years of the team in Charlotte. So it's right on the inside of the collar. No one will ever see it. So it's kind of interesting, but I don't know.
I think it's sweet.
I feel like that's one half of his quote was keep pounding, and then the other half is him going, well, I mean, just work hard. You don't have to do it like, it's just, that sounds bad. Just work hard. Just work hard is what I mean to say.
Well, here's the full quote.
Yeah, because keep pounding out of context, I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of rapey. I know.
Or masturbatory.
This is the quote that he gave just before playoff game versus the Cowboys. When I found out I had cancer, there were two things I could do, quit or keep pounding.
But he lost, right? I don't mean to be a dick, but...
He said, I'm a fighter. I kept pounding. You're fighters too. Keep pounding. Well, there's more you can do than that. You could seek treatment. You could diet. You could try Eastern medicine.
I think all that was wrapped up into the pounding. The pounding meant keep going, keep fighting, keep doing everything you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So anyway, that's how they're going to salute their former player. And yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But I just found that interesting. I don't know if any other teams are going to be doing that. If there's going to be like something in the back of the 49ers thing for Joe Montana that said, keep doing Skechers commercials. Mm. Keep sketching.
I think Roethlisberger's jersey is just
keep raping.
Be quiet. Yeah.
Keep quiet is what is going to say. All right. And the last thing in the news this week, Ryan Gosling, big hero. News broke that dashing actor Ryan Gosling prevented a woman from stepping in front of a cab in New York City. Now, while his near heroics have been rightly praised, it now appears the woman in question is kind of awful. Lori Penny, a British journalist, tweeted about the incident after it happened. And this is what she said. I literally just got saved from a car by Ryan Gosling. Literally. That actually just happened. and posted several follow-ups about how annoyed she was that people were talking so vociferously about the fact that Ryan Gosling is kind of a hero. She tweeted the next day, "Everybody needs to calm down about Ryan Gosling now. And this whole experience is teaching me a great deal about American cultural production. This place is insane." So if I'm Ryan Gosling, I'm starting to question whether I should have done that for a moment. Just because...
No, because he still comes out looking like a prince no matter what. I mean, he did the right thing and then did nothing. You know, he didn't say anything after that. He did the right thing and he gets to look good no matter what. The more actually she talks and sounds like a ding-dong, the better he looks.
Maybe the moral of the story is British people are terrible.
Don't say that.
They're horrible. They're a bit of awful.
No.
They're just a bit of awful.
Because the British people don't do any kind of cultural production on any scale of their stars.
No.
Their boy bands and everything are just,
I don't even think they have paparazzi.
No, of course not.
They didn't invent it or anything. Right. Oh, wait. Yeah, they did. Yeah, you know what they do? They dump it on us. We get Piers Morgan and that dill hole Simon. I mean, that's what we get. We get it sent over here. So anyway,
and the Spice Girls.
Oh, the Spice Girls. Mm. That spice has gone stale.
Oh,
it is. It's time to throw out that spice. Empty the rack. Oh. Empty the rack of that spice. All right. Anyway, it's time now for our first and original segment on the show. It's time for
Cool.
Hey.
Tool.
Whoa. All right. So first up in Cool or Tool, Ashton Kutcher for trying to be funny. Mel.
Crap. Balls. I'm gonna say cool. It's Ashton Kutcher, it's his thing, it's his shtick. Did they not know that he was gonna be doing this? I mean, somebody had to cue up music and the producers had to know what was going on, so if they didn't like it or didn't think it was appropriate, maybe somebody should have said something. And it's Ashton Kutcher and I think he's funny. Maybe not the best actor in the world, but I don't have anything against him, so I'm going cool.
Okay, Nick, what do you think?
Tool in life, tool in every respect. Just a tool of a human being who I hope...
Soft, smooth.
Sorry.
Wow.
No, I like it.
Soft, smooth. Are you saying it just so I'll come over and hit you again because you're just trying to annoy me, or do you really mean it?
No, I hate him as a person.
Okay. Just checking.
I'm going to go with Nick on this one. He's a tool. I mean, you're there at an award show. Why are you trying to be a dick? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. He's there on their big night where... everybody is getting awards, and he just has to show up and be a dick.
Yeah, that is reserved for Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, fuck that guy, too. Fuck that guy. Who, by the way, British. Just saying.
And Jewish.
Oh, the double whammy. Sorry, Mel. All right, up next. I just got hit. Anyway, up next in Cooler.
If Nick was closer, he would have already gotten three or four of them.
It's true. I got a little collateral damage. Up next in Cooler Tool, the secret messages in the NFL uniforms. Mel?
Cool. I think it's cute and sweet. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Nick?
Yeah, I joke, but it's cool.
I think so, too. I mean, Sam Mills was a very beloved player. He was probably the most beloved player in Carolina Panthers history, and he was taken far too soon. So I think it's a nice way for the team to pay tribute to him. And last but not least in Cooler Tool, Ryan Gosling for saving a horrible British woman. Mel?
Well, while I now, after reading some of the stuff she's wrote, kind of regret his decision, I think he did the right thing, and I think he's cool for doing it. I also, for the record, do not find him in any way attractive and don't understand the whole Ryan Gosling, the sexy thing. He's just not for me, I guess. I think he's yucky looking. What is with all your crazy sound effects today?
It's nutty, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you having a seizure over there?
I'm having an electronic seizure. It's a lot of ding. I've got the machine that goes ping.
Like, have you seen all those ads, like the Hey Girl thing that he's always in those posters with the Hey Girl? And I don't get it because I don't find him good looking.
Okay.
And maybe I'm just Brokeback Man. I am one of the movies he did. He just looked unattractive. And so whenever I see him, I always think like, ooh, he's too scrawny.
Blue Valentine?
Yeah, he was sort of too scrawny. And
well, Blue Valentine, he was supposed to look.
I know, but it's still not attractive. And I don't know. I don't find him attractive.
Me either. Nick?
I do find him attractive, and I think he's cool. I think the guy's done a lot of stuff, not just saving British people. He broke up a fight, which once was pretty awesome. He had, like, groceries. He just walked up and broke up a fight, which was amazing. So he's cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go cool. I mean, he didn't know she was going to be a cunt about it. I mean, ultimately, when it all shook out. He was just doing the right thing.
I think she saw it as a good forum, as a journalist or whatever she is, and a feminist to get seen, heard, and get some notoriety for herself. So,
oh, totally.
Yay you, you fucking bitch.
She's a cunt. Anyway, moving on. Speaking of which, oh my God, this one, I don't know if you saw this in the show prep or not, Nick. This has to be the saddest, most awful news of the week. And it comes from Indiana, not Ohio. Mel's excited it didn't come from her home state because it very easily could have.
It also could have been much, much worse. So, you know, maybe he had it coming. Not really. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Ex-girlfriend busted for brutal scrotum attack is
is
the headline. An Indiana man had his scrotum severely torn when his on-again, off-again girlfriend entered his home and pummeled him in an attack that resulted in the woman's arrest on several criminal charges.
How much do you love the picture to the left of the article, by the way?
They decided, this is the smoking gun, they decided to put someone squeezing a stress ball for a picture right next to it. Christina Reber, 43, was freed from jail after posting $10,000 bond in connection with a bus for the alleged attack last Friday at the Muncie house of her ex-beau, who told cops he had ended the couple's eight-month relationship days before the assault. The victim, 57, so a little bit older, told police that he was working at his computer when Reber, who we can see her mugshot here, walked into his house uninvited, according to the Muncie Police Department report that will make every guy wince. The man said that Reber screamed at him to call the fucking police before launching the assault. Ha! So apparently she first struck him repeatedly in the head before latching onto his scrotum and, quote, squeezing as hard as she could. The man interviewed by the police at the hospital emergency room said he was in incredible pain when she grabbed his scrotum and began digging in her fingers. The victim recalled that she refused to let go of his scrotum, but that he was finally able to pry his scrotum from Reber's hand after they fell to the ground during the scuffle. The man then called an ambulance, which transported him to, and I'm not making this up, Ball Memorial Hospital. A cop reported the man had blood on his shirt and a, quote, long, wide tear on his scrotum, which had been, and I quote again, completely torn loose from his body.
It's so gross.
It is so bad. In a follow-up interview 2 days after the incident, the victim told police that his scrotum was, quote, so swollen he is unable to walk and is missing work. The man added that his scrotum, quote, is still bleeding and the doctors are not sure if there is permanent damage to his groin or not. She was charged with aggravated battery and illegally entering the victim's home, both felonies. Although I think there's a little difference in severity in the two.
Right.
She was also charged with a misdemeanor domestic battery, according to the affidavit.
Misdemeanor?
Well, that's to go on top of the two felonies.
Okay.
Yeah, the misdemeanor.
It's a lesser included offense.
Mel, former cop, knows that. So, Mel, as a police officer, have you ever witnessed anything remotely resembling this sort of thing?
A vicious ball attack?
Well, a vicious. Yes, anything like that.
No, I don't think I ever witnessed a scrotum attack, a scrotum assault, or a penis attack, or a bitten penis, or any of that stuff you see. I never dealt with genitals, per se. I don't think.
No one riding down the highway with a severed wang in their hand,
no,
ready to toss it into
no.
a field.
I mean, lots of people having sex and lots of horrible injuries, but never the two met when I was on the beat.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
That would be terrible. I have this fear because you always, not always, but you occasionally will hear about someone who breaks their penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just.
Oh, God. I worry about that.
Every guy worries about that because just one misplaced move and all of a sudden it's crack and then you got a dog leg left in it.
Oh, that's gross.
Forever.
I listen to Mark and Brian in the morning sometimes, DJs out of LA, though I think they're, what, syndicated, so you can hear them all over the place.
Sure.
And one of them, I can never tell which one's which, but the one that's single, they were at some event over the weekend, I think like up in Portland maybe, and he was saying there was a drunk woman came up and wanted to take a picture with him, and she sort of grabbed him by his sack, and when he got sort of startled and tried to pull away, she held him in place with a picture by his nut. And he said it hurt so bad. And the more he tried to get away from her, the tighter she squeezed his nut.
That's like a Chinese finger trap. Stop fighting.
That's what he said. He said, I just had to stop moving.
Well, it reminds me of the scene when the police bust in during National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And they tell everybody to freeze. And Beverly D'Angelo's hand is right on Chevy Chase's groin. And then she like shakes somebody's hand and puts it back. Same spot. Ah. All right, now it's time. We need to have a palate cleanser after that. That was pretty rough. Ha. Now, I don't. We talked wrestling before, and I just discovered this week, Nick. The Iron Sheik. You remember the Iron Sheik?
Oh my God, yeah.
The Iron Sheik is on Twitter.
Yes.
Incessantly, yes. And he tweets all the time. Do you know the Iron Sheik, Mel?
I know of him.
The Iron Sheik is. And I quote, the greatest Iranian wrestler ever. I believe he was an Olympic wrestler in Iran at one point in the 70s or something like that.
Sure, yeah.
So anyway, he's the guy that Hulk Hogan beat in the early 80s to become champion for the first time.
Oh, I think I kind of remember that, actually.
And he is a very angry dude at this point, and he just tweets all the time. So I'm just going to read a few. For some reason right now, he's very angry at Scott Hall. So...
Makes sense.
And who is Scott Hall?
Razor Ramon.
Oh,
huh? Yeah.
Chico.
So I'm going to start right from the top. And this is just right off of the Iron Sheik's. I'm going to make this a regular segment, the Iron Sheik's tweet of the week. But it's going to be hard to pick. Scott Hall hair look like Pakistani carpet, not like the Persian carpet. I guess that's an insult.
Yeah.
The one right before it, which was 2 hours
I think that is a great cultural burn if you could get it. I don't get it.
Scott Hall pussy dick? Do you get that one?
I do.
Scott Hall is a pussy dick. I get it, yeah.
Scott Hall tried to shoot on me, I break his neck. Scott Hall, great balls.
So he doesn't know English. Is
Scott Hall has great balls. No, he knows English.
He does.
In interviews, he's very eloquent.
He just chooses to not tweet in English?
He chooses to ignore verbs.
Ah.
Yeah. I think that's... Scott Hall need to be humbled. He can't drink and party like the Sheiky. He refers to himself as the Sheiky, by the way, which is awesome. He gets a little coarse sometimes. Scott Hall, dumb motherfucker, can't handle his beer. He not ready for Hall of Fame. I fuck his ass old country way.
Yeah. Yeah.
How is that different than regular ass fucking?
Old country way?
Yeah.
I don't
just
know.
Curious.
It involves borscht. I don't
know. somebody else.
Isn't he old? I mean, if you're saying
yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's...
Yeah, there's a great old photo of him applying a camel clutch with a boner. It is the best thing ever.
Okay, you're going to have to explain every bit of that.
A boner?
No, a camel clutch? And why did he have a boner while he was doing such a thing?
He was very excited about being able to apply the camel clutch.
And that involves...
Your opponent is prone on his stomach on the ground.
Okay.
You get behind him. You put his arms on your knees, and then you grab his, underneath his chin and pull up, essentially making him look like, not making him look like a camel, but because he's...
It's more like a bearskin rug, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why it's called the camel clutch.
I don't call it the bearskin rug clutch, though.
But, yeah, so the Iron Sheik also, not a fan of the Ultimate Warrior, This from yesterday. Ultimate Warrior have the Tic Tac balls. Ask his ask his mother. She tell you. I'm just gonna go through this. Is Brock Lesnar impressed? Not like that Mexican Jose Canseco. So he hates Jose Canseco,
of
Hulk
course.
Hogan, and Scott Hall. Now
I got tears in my.
I know this is awesome. He doesn't like Mel Gibson either. So
who does? What? I don't like him either.
They would get along.
Three Stooges, good gimmick, remind me of the Mel Gibson douchebag. I don't know what that even means. But yeah, this is...
How many... Do you know how many people follow this? Do you have a number of how many followers he has?
113,000 people follow the Iron Sheik, including me, since last week. What?
He's going to get a show on CBS, I'm telling you.
Shit the Sheik says.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he weighs in on baseball too, which is important. He said, fuck the Yu Darvish. He worse than Mr. Fuji sushi balls.
Wow.
he weighed in on the Masters. Everybody know the Bubba Watson, the real shooting wise. I make him talk like dead dog in goat shit while he scream like Ultimate Warrior.
I don't understand that.
My favorite thing is that
one of you is going to have to learn how to translate
these.
All
this is also kayfabe. Like, it's all in character, which is amazing.
it's incredibly awesome. So, yeah, I'll have to pick one or two out every week because they are all awesome. Let me find one more before we move on to something else. Oh, NBA. The Stan Van Gundy eat too much of the pizza.
fucking
wow. I'm going to end with a happy one. A couple of happy ones. He was wondering, and he tweeted, "What the fuck I do tonight?" And then he also tweeted, "I drink the beer tonight. Make me happy." So the Iron Sheik has taken to Twitter. I am enthralled by this, by the way, if you can't tell.
Whether it's real or fake, I think it's amazing.
It is absolutely anybody who follows Paris Hilton instead of the Iron Sheik should be taken out back and beaten with a goat. I don't know.
I actually am so confused by Twitter. Nick's girlfriend had to try to explain it to me. Mikaela tried to explain Twitter to me the other day because I don't understand it. I don't understand the hashtaggy things. I don't understand any of it. So I'm gonna try to check it out.
Okay.
I tried to look at that because you had told us about it, but I couldn't even figure out how to get into Twitter.
You just clicked the link.
Yeah, you just clicked
the
link.
Oh, it didn't work for me. It could be that my office doesn't allow me to go anywhere near Twitter.
Oh, yeah. If you looked at it through your office, probably not.
Well, to be fair, Mel's old phone died this week.
Oh, it's really sad.
It's true.
Oh, wow.
It was a sad day because it is an old phone.
And everybody keeps pressuring me to try to get a new fancy phone, but I don't want a fancy phone.
Well, yeah, I mean, after the old one, I mean, that's going to go to the Smithsonian, right?
I hate you so much.
Well, you got
Nick
mad at
can
me.
Can never come back again. He's banned.
Well, too bad he's back next week.
Damn
too.
It!
Oh.
I'm sick.
Because Larry's still tanning his thighs and calves on vacation.
Yes, my poor phone's going to go to the fucking Smithsonian. I'm getting a new one just like it, and I only had to pay $17.
Oh, wow.
Technically, it's a free phone, but I had to renew my contract early, so they penalized me $17.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know how much I paid for my phone, which I can get the internet on and play sounds on and stuff? We run the show on it.
What?
It was free.
But how much do you pay? So was mine, and it would be free again if I wasn't doing it early.
Uh-huh.
How much do you pay for your services, though?
Well, I'm on a family plan, and I pay $60 to have unlimited text, data, and mobile-to-mobile calls. Let's see what else. My nights and weekends.
So you're on
seven.
A family plan with, like, your parents or?
No. A group of my friends got together, and we're on a family plan. So we split it out that way. So, yeah.
See, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it works out.
Yeah. So,
because I'm not paying $100 a month for phone stuff.
Oh, no, I don't blame you because, you know.
Because it seems like.
What have I done to deserve this?
So your phone can't do that.
It seems like that's what people are doing, though. Like, to have data and to have texting and to have all this stuff, it adds up. Then I don't need it, so there's no reason to pay that money. And don't make a fucking Jew joke or I will punch you in your sack.
Hey, who's got a good butt plug? Let's try one out.
Hey, Larry phoning in for vacation.
No.
It's just everyone needs to be interconnected nowadays at all times. And to be able to access everything requires a small computer that you carry with you all the time.
I do okay without it.
You know what I find really nice is when I forget my phone at home. I actually find that very liberating.
Yeah, I'm on a phone vacation the last couple of days. It's actually been kind of nice.
Yeah.
Well, can anybody reach you at all? Or can
I still have a computer. You can email me.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know.
Write me a fucking
letter. The phone portion of my phone is the least used thing.
Oh, yeah. I use email more than anything and texting.
Yeah, I don't answer my phone usually.
Yeah, I don't text, which I hear from your girlfriend also all the time about how annoying that is. So. Yeah.
That is kind of annoying.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because texting is the new way that people communicate, and here's why. Because sometimes I don't need to have a conversation with you. I just need to drop a little knowledge on you and get a yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can do that in person, like a human being, without it having to be through a computer. You can just hear my voice, and I can hear your voice. And you can just say, I need to see you at 7 instead of 8. Great. All right, bye.
And that works for you, but a lot of people, you call them, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, what are you up to? How's your day? What have you been doing? I don't care.
Or here's the best one. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, I can't really talk right now. I'm kind of indisposed.
Are you in the bathroom right now?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I am.
Well, then I just have to leave a voice message.
So that's kind of why, because you never know when you're going to get somebody at a bad time. So that's why people text more than others.
Mm-hmm. Eh.
I think the theme on this week's show is horrible British women. I really do.
Oh, I thought it was annoying the fuck out of Mel.
Oh, we do that. That's the theme. That's the overall.
Of the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Mel,
yeah.
These are playful japes and jabs.
It's true. It's true.
You didn't love me, right?
Exactly.
We would just ignore you. So anyway, this British columnist, Samantha Brick, wrote a column, because that's what columnists do, saying that going through life as, quote, a tall, slim, blonde woman is harder than it looks.
Oh, this bitch. Oh, yeah.
Now, that's become the focus of criticism and ridicule for writing that her life as a beautiful woman has been especially difficult. She is 41, and she published a column in the Daily Mail entitled, "There Are Downsides to Looking This Pretty, Why Women Hate Me for Being Beautiful." She bemoaned having to go through life as a beautiful woman, constantly receiving free champagne and wine from suitors.
Oh, that's sad.
Flirting with male bosses and angering female friends and coworkers with her looks.
You know, I get it. I get what she's saying, and I get sort of the underlying tone of it. If she had done it not about herself and had just done an expose on other women and interviewed them, people would have been more receptive to it.
Because
I get it. You hear from beautiful women, men won't talk to me, or people just think I'm stupid and a hole for them to put things in or whatever. I get that, but saying I'm so pretty, poor me, go fuck yourself.
While I'm no Elle McPherson, Brick wrote, I'm tall, slim, blonde, and so I'm often told a good-looking woman. I know how lucky I am, but there are downsides to being pretty. The main one being that other women hate me for no reason other than my lovely looks.
And you're a bitch, apparently.
Can we just address the elephant in the room? She's not that hot. I mean,
she's
like
normal.
Middle of the road.
She's a 5.5 or a 6.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Even when you factor in for a 41-year-old,
mm-hmm.
she's not especially attractive. Although there are some guys, if you see a tall blonde woman, they're like, oh my God. And it's like, no, she's just higher up than others.
Yeah, you bring her down, you start seeing her flaws.
It's like when you see something on the high shelves at the store and you're like, oh, that looks good. And then you get it down, and you're like, oh, that's not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
Same idea. So by the next day, she had become the center of a Twitter campaign aiming to take her down a few notches for her perceived vanity, with Twitter using the tongue-in-cheek hashtag, hashtag Samantha Brick Facts to make jokes about her alleged beauty. James Blunt wrote, "You're beautiful," after he briefly caught sight of Samantha Brick in a crowded place. That would be one of the jokes. Samantha Brick was originally cast in the role Pretty Woman, but Richard Gere vetoed it because she was too pretty. This really isn't that harsh.
No, it seems like they're Chuck Norris facts, but for Samantha Brick.
Yeah, for Twitter, I mean, I said something like 2 days into the baseball season because Albert Pujols hit into 2 double plays in the first 2 games. And I tweeted that, oh, at this rate, he's going to hit into 162 double plays. And someone felt the need to correct me and say, well, and first of all, if you're going to start any sentence with, well, just so you know, some dick is coming your way. He goes, well, yesterday he lined into a double play, and today he grounded into the double play. So technically he's only grounded into one. And I resisted the urge to just fire back at this douchebag and go, that's why I said hit into it, not grounded into it, you fuck-faced retard. Really? Obviously, I'm making a joke that it's 2 games into the season. He's not going to hit into 162 double plays. It's just not going to happen. But some random dickweed felt the need to correct me.
Oh, yeah. The internet is the place for correction.
Oh, yeah.
Random dickweeds with nothing better to do than proofread your life. Now, so I'm reading these. I'm like, oh, these are actually kind of funny. So anyway, she's devastated now. Another, I guess, hazard for being beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I understand everyone has their own perspective and their worldview, but it's just ridiculous.
Have a common sense to know.
Yes, thank you.
The world.
Have an editor that's like, you don't want to say this.
People will hate you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the editor hated her and was just like, you know what?
It's a great idea. Do it.
You know what you should do for this article? You should make it about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see how that works.
Yeah, you're kind of pretty. Why don't you make it about you? That'll go over great. So that's here. I'll leave you with another quote from the article. I'm not smug and I'm no flirt. Yet over the years, I've been dropped by countless friends who felt threatened if I was merely in the presence of their other halves.
Oh, give me a break.
If their partners dared to actually talk to me, a sudden chill would descend on the room.
Maybe she's a slut and a boyfriend stealer.
Yeah. Maybe every time the girl walks out of the room, she's like, so your dick looks nice, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Want to fuck? <What? laughs>
Oh, boy. Oh, it reminds me of something somebody posted on Facebook today. It was a Craigslist thing from Chicago, and I need to look it up. So I'll get through into this, and we can talk about this story. And
it's another British story, isn't it?
No, this one is. It's more British people. Good
more
God.
British people, but this girl's hot.
She was.
Yeah, she's hot.
Until the gravy wrestling model suffered a horrific facial injuries after being hit with a monkey wrench when she interrupted a friend having sex.
Which they call a gardening tool in the article. Do you use a monkey wrench to garden?
Well, I don't know.
I do, but I have no idea how to garden.
I think that's really it.
Was the one thing that really stuck out to me.
So a model who became a champion gravy wrestler suffered serious eye damage after being hit in the face with a monkey wrench. It's not funny.
I want to be a champion wrestler, kind of.
Yeah, that's the funny part.
It is. The sentence is funny. The action is not. Eliza Sampson, 31, was hit in the face by her best friend, Sabina English, after arriving back at her home and finding the single mother having sex with another friend on her sofa. When kickboxer Elisa interrupted the two with a shout of, "What are you doing?" Laundry worker English jumped up and hit her in the face with a garage tool, which was lying...
Oh, it says garage?
Yeah, it's a garage tool.
Oh, I can't
tool.
Read. That makes more sense. That makes a lot more sense.
Which was
I'm
lying
illiterate.
Nearby on the floor. That's why you don't leave tools on the floor, because you never know when it can come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
So...
I still don't exactly understand what provoked such a vicious attack. I missed something.
Well...
I also can't read, so maybe I missed the whole point.
Well, I don't know. I think it's... I think it falls into that category. We had this discussion about how when you're having sex, men will power through anything and women can be distracted by the least little thing and they lost it.
Mm-hmm.
So my guess is her roommate walked in, she said something and she lost the mood and then she got angry because she was right there that close to orgasm.
Oh,
really? And that warranted a monkey wrench?
No, I know. I'm just guessing.
For me, now this is my own thing. I am always afraid that someone's going to burst into the room while I'm having sex and attack us. So if somebody ever entered the room, I would probably like go crazy and hit them just out of fear.
Now, I did go on one of those police calls.
Oh, did
wait,
you?
Wait, which police call?
The gravy wrestler police call?
Two women were having sex and one of their exes broke in. So we had two naked people and one not naked person in a three-way bloody, bloody brawl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Slippery lesbians everywhere.
Oh, it was lesbians.
It was all women.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Do you know what I do, though, when I get that afraid and I start feeling the fear? I think to myself, hurry. Hurry.
I don't think I've ever thought that to myself during sex at any point. Hurry.
If your back's to a door, like, it's just natural. You're vulnerable.
Because you'd be less vulnerable if you could actually see the door opening?
Yeah,
because
I could confront the situation if I could see it. If I can't see it, I don't know what's happening.
That's right. Someone could come up and bugger you from behind.
Exactly.
We learned about that.
We did. We learned about buggering.
I thought maybe it was like one of them liked the guy and she was having sex with, you know, somebody she shouldn't be having sex with. Or maybe she has a boyfriend that she was cheating on with this guy. It seemed like it had to be more to it than just breaking up the mood. Because if somebody breaks the mood, you go, hey, get the fuck out. We're not done.
Oh, my God. What if that's the only way she can come is if she hits somebody with a monkey wrench?
She's like, that was a good one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's terrible. But then you got to call 911 or 999 as it is in Britain. So this one of my friends posted this on Facebook today, and I don't know if this is real or not, but it's from the Craigslist Chicago Personals Missed Connections with the headline, "Did we hook up at the Megadeth/Motorhead concert?" Woman, 4 male, 28, Aragon Ballroom. Me, blue hair, silver tube top, fishnets, knee-high black biker boots. You, red mohawk, black pentagram gauges and viper piercings. I was grinding on you in the pit when we went to the bathroom and got fucked up. You had a nice cock and I was wasted, so I let raw dog it in the stall. You were really good and you had to gag me so I would make too much noise. I think she meant wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm pregnant. It's yours. Contact me if you want to be part of your child's life.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh yeah, because you're definitely contacting that girl.
A misconnection. Oh my god. Every bit of that is wonderful.
Oh, that's that. I love the fact it's like all set up because I mean, if you're a guy, you're gonna be like, yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. What? Wait, what? No. Because I had no idea what raw dog it meant.
Oh.
Yeah. That means no condom, right? Bareback.
Apparently.
Barebacking it.
Apparently.
That is going to be the most metal baby, though.
I think that baby's going to look like Rick Santorum, ultimately, because you rebel. Everybody rebels. It's going to be a little baby Santorum.
Aww.
Every child...
It'll be Alex P. Keaton.
You know, mm-hmm. And you know what? As this goes around, and this may be fake, it may be real, who knows. But if you're a couple who's having a hard time conceiving and you've been trying for years to conceive, this has to make you so fucking angry that you just want to drive to Chicago, hit this chick in the face with a monkey wrench and steal her unborn child. It should be your own. Because
those are the people that breed so easy.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. So I had to share that. So thank you, Brooke, for posting
totally
that
worth
on
it.
Facebook. Miss Universe pageant. We got news from there. They've ended their ban on transgender contestants.
Yay.
Yay.
The very attractive lady from Canada was disqualified because the rules did state, in fact, that you had to be born a female. Well, they've changed that. And the official change came out after there was a press conference with her and Gloria Allred, but didn't really need to happen because, according to Donald Trump, we made the decision 2 days before we'd even heard Allred was involved. Had I known she was involved, maybe I wouldn't have made that decision because she's easy to beat. I love Trump. Yeah. I do. That's why I would love to. You know what I would love to see? I would love to see Trump and the Iron Sheik in a debate. About anything.
I'd blow my brains out.
Oh my god. It would be so awesome. I'm glad this is happening when Larry's away because he likes Gloria Allred. He's one of the people that does because he's met her. And apparently she's nice in person, but either way. So Allred launched a blistering attack on Trump at the news conference saying that the pageant had no right to question this person's sexuality. She did not ask Mr. Trump to prove that he's a naturally born man or to see photos of his birth to view his anatomy to prove that he was male.
Well, he's not running in a competition
right.
to be a man.
In a Twitter post, Trump called Allred, quote, a third-rate lawyer who actually hurts Jenna. Is Gloria Allred a man or a woman? Few men would know the answer to that one, Trump tweeted.
Wow.
Wow.
I want Trump in the Iron Sheik in a Twitter war. I want that now.
That would be
please,
awesome.
Please, if there is a God, I want by week's end... I want Donald Trump and the Iron Sheik to get into a Twitter war because I think that would be the most awesome thing ever on Twitter. Really. I cannot imagine anything better because neither one of them makes any sense and both of them are just thrilled to destroy people.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. So anyway, yeah, transgendered contestants now welcome in the Miss Universe pageant.
Good for them.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
Look, if they can win Miss Universe... Good going.
Yeah, I mean
there's not.
Yeah, it's.
I think it becomes complicated when it goes to other areas. Like I know there was issues in the Olympics. If you're born
right
genetically different or whatever, do you compete as a man or do you compete as a woman? But I just can't see how in this kind of a competition that really factors in. I think anybody who's a woman now, a woman should be able to compete.
Yeah, you'd think so, but you know, it's.
Even my stance, even a dude who dresses up like a lady, not a transgender, but just a
transvestite,
if they can pull it off and they can win Miss Universe, good on them. Yeah, I got no problem with that.
What if they fool you in a bar, Nick?
Hey, good on them. I got no problem with that. Afterwards, I'll be like, good job. Do you want to go to Denny's?
because nothing is happening here.
You tricked me so well.
You did a great job tricking me. Now you have to buy me Denny's.
Yeah, Grand Slam.
Because nothing is happening here now.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. The Gay and Lesbian Center has been critical of KCBS in L.A. for posting the names and birth dates of men arrested in a sex sting.
Mm-mm. This was kind of a dick thing to do.
I was going to ask you about that.
Wait, okay.
In my opinion.
Basically, there was a sting. There was a sting operation that took place at a Manhattan Beach restroom, which is basically just rounding up gay dudes who want to have sex in public. Mm-hmm. And the CBS station in Los Angeles took, without changing anything, just took the sheet of mugshots with names and birth dates and the city in which these guys lived and put it on the air as such. Now, normally, you would probably pull out the picture and put their name, not necessarily mm-hmm. their date of birth, because, you know, God knows you don't want to out Sven.
No, apparently they do. apparently they do.
Well, okay. First of all,
their rationale was dicky.
I'm going to take the other side on this. Not completely the other side on this, but this is the thing that kind of frustrates me about a lot of people in the gay community. And I know it's something that really bothers people in middle America a lot, is they will go and do something like having sex in a public restroom, which is illegal, and then get mad when the laws are applied to them equally as somebody else.
But I don't think they were. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody else's mugshot with their date of birth and where they live and all this information.
No. I'm not talking about that in particular, but they were outraged at... There's a lot of outrage at public restroom stings and stuff like that. And it's like, you know what? Then don't have sex in the public restrooms. Don't do it. There's a reason why there's a sting there. It's because it's a public restroom where anybody can walk in who doesn't necessarily want to see you raw dogging it in the public restroom.
Your new favorite term.
It may be. So
no, illegal is illegal. I mean, don't engage in illegal behavior across the board. But I do feel like this was sort of this overt outing dick thing to do.
Oh, yeah. No, it was definitely a dick move.
It was a little bit, but I don't know. Mugshots. So the quote from GLAD was, "It's shocking that any news operation, but especially an affiliate of a major network like CBS, would choose to publish the mugshots, names, and birth dates of people charged with victimless crimes simply because the charges are salacious or related to gay sex." Well, that's not why they did it. Now, the name and the picture, fair game. Absolutely fair game. The date of birth, not really fair game.
But was it even necessary for this article, for the point of this article, to say that they did a big sting and rounded up all these guys? Did they really even need to do that, or was it because it was gay sex?
It's salacious. Yeah.
Well, the point,
because I've read other stories about these sort of things, or big stings, or big busts, and I don't remember seeing any pictures like that, of anybody.
No. There were the other stations in LA ran pictures. They didn't run their.
But I mean other stories of this ilk. That I've never seen something like this, where they have all the pictures of everybody they got arrested. They're like, "It's because it was such a big sting and there were so many people involved." I don't know.
You see that all the time, Mel.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
But I don't see the pictures and things like that usually being posted.
No, I see the articles about multiple, multiple arrests, or maybe a name or something.
No, there's oftentimes you'll have mugshots, but to put the birth date and the city where the person lives is usually extra. The part that struck me as being really lazy is this was something that was emailed over from the police department's, like, okay, here's who we arrested, here are the mugshots, and yada yada. And that's public record. I mean, that's public record. There's nothing private at that point. But normally, if you're a news outlet, you take the time to cut out the pictures and put them into your own style guide so that they look like all of your other graphics, so that it's not just a sheet that somebody sent over. It's just lazy. I think it's more laziness than bad intentions on anybody's part.
More laziness than homophobic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything homophobic about it. I think it's just lazy on CBS's part for doing that. You know, I mean, everybody likes to overread into stuff, but 99% of the time, it's because people are just really lazy and they just want to get something done, or they just have to get something on the air quickly. And that goes for any job. Because people are ultimate, and let's look in the mirror. Quite often, we will do something just because it's easier, just because it'll get done. It'll be fine. It'll be good enough.
Yeah,
and that's what happens. And sometimes things like that turn out badly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those cases. But I don't think it was anything homophobic. But I just wanted, yes, dick thing to do. Yes, they should have done better with it and handled it differently. But you can't do things that are illegal and go, "Well, look, you're targeting us because we're gay." No, you're being targeted because you're doing things that are illegal. And somebody obviously complained about it. Mm-hmm. So if people are complaining about it and it's happening in public and it's very obvious, then maybe that's part of the problem. And I know Larry would yell at me and tell me I'm stupid and narrow-minded, but you know, there's two sides to this. I mean, I have no problem with you going and raw dogging it or whatever and doing whatever, wherever, but public is a whole other thing. And I mean, I don't want to see a heterosexual couple having sex if I walk into the public restroom. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to see anybody doing it in the public restroom. Honestly, I don't even like seeing people in the public restroom. I like to go in and get out. And, you know, I'm sure people call in and go, look, I have kids. It's down wherever, whatever. I mean, it's Manhattan Beach, so I'm sure beachgoers are very upset about it. But anyway.
I just don't think I've ever seen, like, a drug sting or a prostitution sting where I've seen all the mug shots. It's the only thing that stands out to me. I just don't recall ever
maybe
seeing that.
Maybe it's just that, we don't recall it because it
maybe
didn't
not,
stand out
yeah.
as being anything.
Yeah, well, there was no organization that came out and said, well, although if you've watched Mob Wives, they get very upset when they release all of the mugshots of the mobsters that get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the news. Can you believe they put him on the news? Oh, my God. So I think I just equated GLAAD with the Mob Wives.
Huh.
I didn't mean to.
Wow.
Sorry, GLAAD. But there are groups that do complain, but not usually. There's not like a group looking out for drug traffickers that are like, listen, when you put all of those drug trafficking mugshots on TV, it made us look bad.
Yeah.
It's a different, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, it's a little apples and oranges, but I understand the point that you're making.
It's not, both illegal, but very different types of illegal.
Yeah.
Very, very different types of illegal. One's a very loving type of illegal, and one's a very destroy your life through drugs type of illegal. So, anyway.
A loving type of illegal.
It is.
I just like the quote.
Mm, raw dogging it, loving style. That's the way we roll. Anyway, wow. We've reached the end of the show, guys.
Oh.
You know what it's time for?
I know what time it is.
What time is it, Mel?
Small town news, small town news. Everybody loves that small town news.
And small town news is brought to us by the Zazzle store. The Zazzle. Nate Darling Show Zazzle store. At Zazzle.com/Nate Darling Show. You can buy a t-shirt there.
They sent me a thing today that they're going to give me $10 off my next purchase.
What? Yep.
Mel had a little problem with one of the... This is why I love them, because they're really good with customer service. She had a little mm-hmm. problem with one of the shirts, and they followed up to make it right, and they continue to do so by going, hey, here's $10 off. So they're good people. They will take care of you. We wouldn't associate ourselves with people who suck. So... Oh, before we go to small town news, I
do, by the way. I associate with people who suck all the time.
You mean us?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is small town news, but it comes from Maine, so I'll start with this one. In comic books about Batman, the Caped Crusader cooperates with police officials to stop villains who commit crimes or make threats. In Bar Harbor, or as they say locally, in Bar Harbor, there's a self-styled proxy Batman who does not have the great relationship with the local police. On Sunday, that relationship took a turn for the worse when Christopher Schwartz, I believe that's one of your people, Mel.
It sounds like it.
Also known as the Bar Harbor Batman, posted a comment on his Hero Persona Facebook page that says was meant to as an April Fool's joke for the enjoyment of his 1,200 or so fans. The comment got Schwartz arrested on a charge of terrorizing. This is the quote from his Facebook page. I demand payment of $1 million or I will blow up the hospital.
Oh, no. Why? Would you do that?
Once the funds are secured, private message me for further instruction. The message was still posted on the Bar Harbor Batman Facebook page the next day. This guy's 35 years old. He admits that not everyone shares his sense of humor.
What sense of humor?
What part of that was supposed to be hilarious?
April Fool. And the comment was a combination of two movie quotes. Oh, and subsequent quotes on his Facebook page where he describes himself as an entertainer. Schwartz apologized but said his alter ego shtick is satire and should not be constructed as genuine. None of this is real.
And I'm going to kill your mother. April Fool's.
Bar Harbor Batman, you're so crazy. All right.
That's just idiotic.
Yeah.
I just want to be like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
He's Bar Harbor Batman. Don't be hating
From
on
From now on, anybody, if you ever get arrested, just be like, just kidding. I was just kidding.
Fooled you.
You know that double murder you're looking for? That was me. No, April Fool's, Same. Guys. April Fool's.
No, really, guys. Really. No, really.
April Fool. So we got a double dose of small town news, too. This is a real quick one. This is a photo, which I thought was awesome. Headline, new sign at police station. Sign up. Men from the community work crew install a new sign outside the St. Johnsbury Police Department Thursday. The police department is located on the second floor of the municipal building on Main Street. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, I feel better just knowing that.
That it's if you need the police, they're
go upstairs.
They're on the second floor.
Because otherwise, I'd be running around downstairs in the lobby, going, "Where are they?"
Much like Luca, they live on the second floor.
Aww. Handicapped people are fucked.
This is bigger news, though. Bigger small town news. The ice is out on Joe's Pond, and this is actual big news. The ice went out on Joe's Pond in West Danville at 5:25 p.m. on Sunday. The lucky winner was Judy Lavely of Danville, whose best guess was worth $4,720.73. Her winning ticket was closest with a pick of April 8th at 5:21 p.m., just 4 minutes shy of perfection. The second and third closest times were 5:17 p.m. and 5:37 p.m. Basically, here's what happens. Every year, let me find this sound here so I can explain
this. This is
it
the ultimate of small town entertainment.
Yeah.
All right. So betting on the Joe's Pond ice out date has been going on for years, according to the website. They have a website. Wow, it's cool. The Joe's Pond Association began running organized contests in 1987. According to the website, the method of determining when the ice goes out is the same as it was 23 years ago when the official contest began. An electric clock is placed securely on shore, then tethered to a cinder block wired to a wooden pallet about 100 feet off the fishing access. When the block goes down through the ice, the clock stops. So you buy a ticket, guess the time when the ice will melt in the spring, and you could win money. And this is big news in West Danville.
So there's people just literally watching ice melt.
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, there's a clock there that it's automated. So when the block falls through, the clock stops, and it's like, oh, here's when it stops.
I want to imagine there's people on the shore.
Or they need
watching.
To have a webcam so you can log on and watch. I bet they do on their website.
That would be pretty nice. That would actually be fun.
So that's small town news.
I love it.
Welcome,
that was good.
Welcome to northeastern Vermont, baby. The ice has melted on Joe's Pond. That means it's spring.
Ow! And the boys of summer are back.
Well,
what's spring?
Spring. That's between winter and mud season.
Ah.
Mud season in Vermont's very big too. That's when all the ground gets saturated and muddy. I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
It's true. It's small town news. What a crazy show.
Right.
By the way, I'm sorry if I said something stupid that would have offended Glad or any of my gay brethren, but please stop having sex in public restrooms.
And it goes for all the straighties, too.
Yeah, everybody, yeah. Stop it. Find like a car or something and cover yourselves up.
Yeah, fucking a bed like adults.
How about some shame, people? A little bit of shame. Yeah. That's all I'm asking is for a little bit of shame.
In the dark, through a sheet.
That's a little too much shame.
Oh, is it too much?
You've dialed the shame up to 11, like Spinal Tap. Anyway, that's gonna do it for this week. I hope Larry's enjoying his vacation. Thank you, Mel. I appreciate you putting up with me.
It was a pleasure as always. Enjoy the rest of your Passover, everyone.
And Nick, thank you for sitting in.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much. I always love coming on.
And I am hitting you as soon as the music goes up.
Okay.
Oh,
excellent. Hey, you know what? Since we were bashing on the British people, you heard that new pop band One Direction?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to finish the show with them. So enjoy it. See you next week. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your head gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know. You don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I can see. You'll understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't believe. You don't know. You don't know you're beautiful. That's what makes you beautiful. So cook.
that you flip, your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know your beauty, you light up my world like nobody.